you went fishing. Just didn't have any luck. Didn't catch a thing. Somebody asked you, well, what kind of luck did you have? Catch any fish? You might say, nope. Caught
nothing.
Caught nothing. Do you ever hear people around here say something like, you catch nary one?
Yeah, once in a while.
Would usually maybe an older person say something like that, or just anybody?
Well, usually an older person, I'd say.
What about, say if somebody accidentally broke something of yours, you might tell them, well, don't worry about it, I didn't like it.
Anyway.
You can eat.
Oh, is it time to eat? Okay. You want to stop now?
It's time to eat.
Okay.
Let me just ask you this and just stop. What about if you saw a child crying and you asked him why he was crying? You might say, well, a friend of mine was eating candy and he didn't give me any. Talking about plowing, what do you call these trenches that are cut out by the plow?
If you
have a good yield, you might say, well, we raised a big
crop.
And say you've got some land with a lot of bushes and trees and all that on it. What would you say that you had to do to get that ground ready?
Clear the land.
Is there anything that you call a piece of land that's just been cleared?
New ground.
What about if you just cut some hay off the field, or wheat or something like that? What do you call it when it comes right up again, right after that? You ever heard people talk about the second cutting?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Or say if something comes up in the field, some crop comes up that you didn't plant. Have you ever heard that called anything?
Volunteer.
Volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Is there much wheat growing around here?
Not a lot.
But when you cut the wheat, what do you call yourself doing when you might tie it up or something like that, you know, or get it together?
You mean like they used to do it way mm-hmm. back? What do they call it, shaves or? No, it's not right.
Thinking about?
Bundling wheat, they call it that, but there's another name for it.
Thinking about shocking it?
Yeah. We have shock corn that way. Mm-hmm.
Now when you shock something, exactly what do?
Yeah. Well, we shock corn standing up on an end on the ground and kind of like an Indian teepee, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Up like yeah. That, tie the yeah. top. Mm-hmm.
about how much corn to an acre would you say is a pretty good yield?
Thirty bushel an acre, I mean, would be good. In fact, I doubt that much yield around here anymore. Might be
mm-hmm.
down the bottom land.
Yeah. Well, talking about grain, what's this type of grain that a lot of people feed the horses, especially?
You mean oats?
Oats. Mm-hmm. And what do you call yourself having to do to the oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Thrash
oats. I'm going to ask you about a few more expressions.